Welcome to Shifting Points Podcast. We love to drive and talk about cars. One of the best kept secrets about motorsports is that it's one of the easiest sports to get into. We'll talk about how to do just that.
We dive into all sorts of car topics and interviews with the everyday people who either attend events or make the events run. Instead of only interviewing the champions, we talk to all the people who keep these events going.
You know, people just like us.
People who may not be first, but will always be there and are very passionate about motorsports.
We are not a family-friendly show. There may be some adult language.
And definitely some adult beverages.
We welcome your feedback, insights, and ideas at shiftingpoints@gmail.com. And please be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook at Shifting Points Podcast with no A, Twitter and Instagram at Shifting Points, and on our website, shiftingpointspodcast.com.
Welcome back. Hi, I'm Audra.
I'm Kathy.
And I'm Jess. And this week we are going to be talking about my Mini and how the next big defect that happens to it that's going to end up costing me and what I'm going to buy in the meantime. And we're also going to talk about different cars and different situations that you may be in and how it could cause your car to drive differently and how it's very nice to be prepared for that. So that's what we're going to talk about this week. But before we dive in, I have to mention, we're here in person for the first time in over a year.
16 months. It has been 16 months since we have been together in person.
Wow.
Well, Kathy and I did the Cars and Coffee, but we were all masked up. I think you saw the pictures for that.
We did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking really confused because I thought we were going to stop so you could play the song.
No, I'll insert that.
So we didn't need to stop. She did exactly perfect and I just fucked it up.
I'm leaving all of this in. Just so you know.
You better leave this in.
It's fine. We don't have a guest tonight, so we're all confused as to what we should be doing.
And we kind of changed things up. So, but anyway, yeah, we're here in person.
Yeah.
With no masks.
No masks.
No masks.
Inside.
With gin.
With gin.
With gin. This is amazing. I drove 2 hours to be here tonight instead of being on yet another screen and seeing you.
And your faces are bigger than like an inch and a half. By an inch and a half.
And we're all wearing our Shifting Points t-shirts.
Yeah, we look pretty cute.
We do.
I did kind of get the same haircut as Audra, but that's neither here nor there. That's not important.
We can talk about that in an off-road episode.
She did. There's going to be photo proof on the website.
Damn it.
It's a little creepy because I'm in between the two of them.
It's okay. You love me.
You need bangs, Jess.
Yeah. Hello.
I know. Sorry.
Get with the program.
I missed that.
The memo.
I missed that memo somewhere.
But you got a new nose ring. Anyway.
I did.
So you wanted to talk about your Mini.
I did. She's old. She's an old lady. And this is my problem. So I always knew this day was going to come. To preface, the Mini has about 210,000 miles. She's an 06. So what's that? 15 years at this point. She's an old lady. And I've invested a lot of money in her. You know, she's had a new transmission, a lot of body work. As things break, I fix them because I always knew I was going to have this Mini forever. I love this car. And it was even unthinkable to think of getting rid of her.
I'm sorry, I would have to say forever gets pretty short when it starts costing you
money,
doesn't it?
Well, that's
also, she was your daily driver for a
very absolutely.
Long time, as
absolutely.
Well as your souped up autocross vehicle.
Yeah,
for
she
a
was
long
a
time.
Glorified mom mobile and a track car at the same time.
Well, and let's not forget the love. Like, you love got car. A Mini because you fell in love.
Absolutely. And I still love that. Yes.
And what's her name?
Jenna.
Because she has a name, and that's
she
important.
Does have a name. Of course she does. She's a Mini. Every Mini has to have a
right.
name. But she's at the point where, okay, so here's what broke the straw that broke the camel's back was every time it rained, I had seen some water coming in and I just assumed it was where the radio antenna meets. There's like a little vent that comes in, you know, in the back seat. I don't know if you have an antenna in that spot.
Well,
don't.
Have a convertible
oh, you have
top.
A convertible. Yeah, never mind.
If water comes in, I'm fucked.
Ignore that question. But so more and more water was coming in. And then I noticed that, you know, I went online, I Googled, everybody said it's a common occurrence that, you know, crud builds up in the sunroof.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to unclog it. You like the drains get clogged. Yeah. So I was like, all right, fine. I couldn't figure out how to do it myself. So I was, all right, I'll call the dealership. And the dealership called, and I was talking to them on the phone, and basically I was hearing, you know, wah, 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 insurance, wah, 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 wah. And I was like, oh no. As soon as insurance becomes involved because of water damage, it was a big deal. So basically the sunroof was not clogged. It had that the hose had actually just come undone and water had been pouring in. And this has been happening for a while. So the whole bottom of it was very, very wet. And they had to dry it out. And I did call the insurance company and it did get taken care of. It would have been, you know, $2,000 otherwise. But they did find some more things. And it was...
Damn it, when they look at the rest of the car, you're like, I asked you to fix one thing.
I know. It's an old car, and I finally got to the point where something happened, and this was only about a month ago, and something happened in me, and I was like, I think I'm ready.
No.
I think I'm ready for that. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. We talked about this when I got to the point with my Mini when it was 14.
We did.
And it had broken, and then 2 weeks later, there was a giant clunking noise going on, and I'm like, that's it. I can't do this anymore.
I know. It's almost like you have to go through those five stages with an old car. And I know you've talked about this on podcasts. I wasn't at that one. But when you have to make that decision, when is it time?
Sorry, I forget when you're here and when you're not at all blend.
No, I know. That's all right. That's all right. But
we had the conversation.
You do go through those five stages, you know, denial and bargaining. And
yeah. And you think about, I had nightmares. I had dreams about my Mini when I was contemplating getting rid of it. Did I tell you about this?
No.
I had this very vivid dream that I was cleaning the inside and I was like lovingly rubbing the detailer into the seats. And I woke up and I was like, I can't get rid of my Mini. I love it so much.
I was going to say, we become emotionally attached, and please let no mechanic ever hear me talk about this. But like, you are like, take all my money, just fix my baby. Like, you know, it's like your cat, right? Or something. Right?
Absolutely.
Right. You know, like, you're just like, whatever it takes, fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you can't.
Until you get to that point where you're like, this is exhausting. Yeah. And even now, so what happened to me on
the... So what else was wrong? You said they found more stuff.
They found more stuff. And because the insurance was able to fix the flooding, I was able to fix those problems. So that's okay. But what I did find was, and on the way up here, and it's very timely, because one, it was like 80 degrees today. And I've been driving this car all winter, and I'm driving in the car, and the AC is on, and the vent is on, and it just makes this really loud clicking noise, almost like a compression sound, or like there's something in a wire, like a fan. You know how when there's a fan and like a wire is dangling in the fan, and it just makes this weird noise?
Like, there's a problem with the Minis that the secondary fan has a tendency to burn out, right?
I don't know. Well,
do you just have a car... like a playing card stuck in your bicycle spoke?
Is that right? I probably do.
Your explanation might be better than mine.
Well, here's the bad part. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to try to turn on the automatic button. So Minis have this button. I don't even remember what it is. All I know is that for an autocrosser, it adds like 200 pounds of weight to the car to have this automatic climate control feature.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. I remember that.
Right. Didn't we have this discussion?
We did have this discussion. We had it about buttons that we shouldn't press in the Mini.
Well, yeah.
And the heat thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I pressed the button to see if it might fix the problem. And it's made the car smell like there was a freaking rotting animal in my engine somewhere.
Well, maybe there's just a rotting animal.
I know. Somewhere. And then there was a part of me that was like, oh, dear God, is that what I'm hearing?
Like a lot of people talk about mice, right? Like mice go into the engine area to live because it's warm and toasty. And if you don't drive it every day, because if you're driving the Miata and whatever. Like, so, you know, maybe you just have some critters that just need to be cleaned out.
Yeah. I might.
Squirrels. I think we should actually, when we're done here, go out with a flashlight and open the hood.
And check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that. I'll be waiting inside. I'm good.
I would love that because if it could work again, then I would have a much cooler ride on the way home because let me tell you, I had the sunroof open and the windows down. It was very hot in my car with no, and even if you don't have the AC on in the car, even when you have the vents on, it's much different than when the whole system is just off. Like, I don't know if any of you, in the amount of times I've had cars, I think I can probably count on one hand the amount of times that the vent system has actually been like completely turned off in my cars.
Really? Oh no, I do that
you
all
don't
the
do
time.
That all the time?
I mean, also convertible, but yeah, I do it a lot.
Oh really?
Do you have a sunroof? So days like today where it's, you know, high 70s, low 80s, sunroof is open, everything is turned off.
Oh really? I still have like the vent on at least.
Why?
I don't know. Fresh air?
She's the windows open and the sunroof open. Fresh air. Fresh air to come through the engine.
And here I thought that this is like a short people problem because I was like, I'm that much further away from the sunroof than a taller person. But this is coming from Audra.
Wow.
Burn.
It's not a burn.
She was just corroborating.
Because you're so much taller than me.
Even in the Miata, I still, even when the top's open, I still have like cool air or warm air blowing on me. Am I the only one that does that? Apparently I am. Wait a minute. This is going on Facebook.
We need a poll for this.
Yes, we do.
Definitely need
a
poll.
No. So if the top's down, I only have things happening if I'm too hot and so I put on AC, or I'm too cold and I put on heat, which is actually exactly the same as when the top's all the way up, right? Like, but if I'm neither of those things, if I'm just fine, I have nothing.
Oh, see, right. I think that's it. I think I'm just never just fine then. I think I figured out the problem.
I think this is a whole nother podcast.
It is a whole nother
to do
podcast.
With cars.
Yes.
Just saying.
You know what?
Yes.
Wait,
but
$1 million idea. Are you ready? $1 million idea. We're going to become car and driver therapists. So why did you feel warm today, Jess?
And let's talk about the grief about
how
having
that
to
make you feel
about having to give up your car.
Let's explore that emotion.
Let's explore. Yes, we need a couch. I think we should get a couch in here for the podcast.
We should. But we should, so back to the actual
topic. Okay, back to the actual topic. I do have, and I almost feel, and it even took me a while to be able to admit this, that I have my next car lined up. Now, did you feel bad about that? Like,
I did.
Coming to terms with that, knowing that meant that it would be the end of your Mini?
Because both of you are thinking non-Mini. That's why, right? Like, that's why you feel a little twinge.
Well, here's the thing, though. So I considered this for probably 3, maybe 4 years before I actually got to the point where I was ready to let it go.
Sorry, Audra's laughing because I tried taking a sip of my gin and soda very, very quietly.
Watching you put your glass down so slowly and gently.
I should have just gone for it. I'll just drink quickly and loudly.
No, you gotta have a thing.
Hey, I learned not to pull out corks in the middle of when we're recording.
That was the best. But anyway.
Anyway, so I had like 3 years of contemplation before I got to that point. And it was a year of looking at other cars, building other cars online. And, you know, the car that I ultimately bought, I want to, like, I just saw it everywhere. Now I never see them. Mm-hmm. But in the time that I was contemplating it, I kept seeing them. And I'm like, oh, I really like that. And I think that would be the replacement. But part of my decision making was that I knew that anything that I would get, I would hate. Because I loved my Mini so much. And I would be so sad. And it was true. Like, how much have you heard me complain about that car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not helping Jess. But
I know. Now, well, I have a question. How
this is emotional preparation.
It is preparation.
Get something
and you need
that
it.
Is not a Mini to replace the Mini because you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
So you might as well just hate on something that's not a Mini. And then when you're ready again, you can get another Mini that's not yours. And then you might actually love it.
But now also, Jess is, you have the Miata.
I do.
Which you love.
I thought the Miata was going to be the Mini replacement, but no. Because I ended up keeping them both.
Because your Mini served as your also like your kid car and like right
yeah
your,
anytime like, I just needed
do
to
stuff
to cart more than one kid
right so but it is a little different I feel like because Audra you don't drive your other car typically right like it's just for autocross
no I do drive it not as much as you know well I drive the other car more now because it's more useful than the Mini was honestly like the Mini was great but I couldn't drive it in the winter because it was so low that, and they don't plow good around here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You would just scrape, you'd do that the whole way like you're going to work. It was terrible.
Mm.
In this car, it's higher, so I don't have that problem. So I actually drive it more than, yeah. But I do drive the blue car. Like, I'd swap off.
And now, you didn't really do, at least in recent years, like, events. Like, you didn't do many things. So that part wasn't even, like, a factor for you. It was strictly just the fact that you love the Mini and you love driving the Mini.
Right, right.
And you don't do, like, a ton of stuff. But, like, you've gone to Minis on top. Like, recently.
Yeah.
You haven't done as much stuff recently. But, like, you do things. That's not even a factor?
It's not even a factor. What's more of a factor is the fact that I live in Charlestown, Rhode Island, which is a beach summer town near Westerly.
Now people are going to stop
and
you.
Yeah. And I cruise around. Like, it's just a fun summer car. Like, yes, the Miata is, obviously, it's a convertible. But the Mini, you know, we just pack everybody. It's like my beach car now.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, throw the paddle boards in, the boogie boards, the beach bags, the kit, you know, and we just go. And it's just the sunroof's open and the windows are down and it can get sandy. And at this point, I don't care if sand's everywhere. So it's very liberating.
Well, we talked about it being the Phoenix, too.
It is a Phoenix,
so you get into,
and right
you
now,
can
like,
clean
you just
it
saw
out.
It out there. It's stunning. Like, the whole car, it looked... It,
yeah, and you had prepped me on this conversation, and when you drove up,
yeah.
I said, you know, it still looks really good.
Thank you. It looks amazing. And I put a lot of work into restoring the body work and making sure, like, nobody ever could tell its age. And the inside looks phenomenal, too, you know, because it's fun to take care of your cars, obviously.
So, have you ever felt this way about any previous car, not including your Mini before that got in an accident?
That one doesn't count. I think of Eloise every day.
That doesn't count. But pre-Mini, did you ever give a shit trading in an old car for a new car?
No, I had a...
In the same way?
No, probably not. No.
You were never a little bit sad when you get rid of your cars? I was always...
Well,
the only time I wasn't was when I traded in the M3 for the M2. Because I pulled in, and the M3 was, like, right across from the M2. I'm making hand gestures that nobody can see.
Sure, yeah.
And I looked at the M3 and turned my head and looked at the M2, and I was like, okay, bye.
Now, the only one I didn't give a fuck about was the VW diesel.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It was
such
a nightmare. Like, the car was great. I liked the car. But, like, getting the whole process of waiting and am I going to get money and when do I turn it in? And then the motherfucker broke down on me, like, in the middle of winter before while I was holding and waiting for my time to turn it in. So, yeah, I was, like, one step away from just, like, letting it go, cruising into the parking lot without me into the building.
Molotov cocktail in the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it, motherfucker! That was the only one I had zero emotional attachment to at that point because I had so much built up anger. But
yeah, but other than that, you're always a little bit sad when you look back. Like when I traded in my GTI for the M3, I looked back at the GTI and I was like, oh, I hate to let it go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, my first car, sure.
My first car. I was going to say my first car was the only one.
My first, especially because my first car, I had lost my license and I was also moving across the country.
Oh.
So it was like... bye-bye forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, they're all bye-bye forever, but you know what I mean? Like, it was a bigger deal. So that was, yeah, I was a little sad on that. Other cars in between? Meh.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. I get very attached.
I didn't name them.
I mean, there was one car that I just didn't like. I had no emotional attachment to it. My Pontiac Sunfire. It was a good car. Cheap, you know. I didn't have any emotional attachment to it whatsoever. I didn't even think to, and I traded it in and it was all paid off and it ran beautifully and it had low mileage and it was the one that I traded in for the Mini that I did not need at all.
Because it's a love affair with the Mini.
Yeah.
So even like I was always a little bit sad trading everything in. The Mini was the next level, right?
See?
I put so much money into that in the last years of its life, which you've
done. And that's where I am.
Mm-hmm. You guys are killing me. You're like my future. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know I'm a ways off, but I'm like,
just
I just
set up
know,
a separate bank
like...
account now, Kathy.
Yeah.
Designate a portion of your income. You will get there.
You'll rebuy it like 3 times over.
You will.
Well, it's so funny to me, like, not to make this just like mini episode, but Mini sends me emails and they're like, you know, we have a great deal on 2021s. And I'm like, you fuckers, I don't want a 2020.
Yeah.
I love my Mini. I love my Mini.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love not even the year, not the make model. Yeah. I love my Mini.
Yeah. No, I get the same thing. I just got one about the Miata today. And I was like, no. I love my Miata so much. Yes. But do you want to hear what I'm going to get?
Maybe.
You told me, so it's not a surprise. But it's not a surprise. Come on.
A Crosstrek. Yep.
So I don't even know.
A Subaru Crosstrek. It's an SUV, and it's a very small SUV, but it's actually one of the last SUVs that you can still get in manual transmission.
Really?
Yes.
We know someone that has that. You know her.
Do I?
Yeah.
Emmanuel? Really?
Yep.
Who?
Sarah.
I need to talk to her.
You do need to talk to her. She fucking loves that car.
I'm actually very excited to have a four-wheel drive car. That's partly why I want it.
Are you going to go really off-roading? Nice. Are you going to go like mudding or whatever it's called?
Well, you can. So here's the thing. And there's tons of beaches. So there's a East Beach in Charlestown, Rhode Island. It's 5 minutes from my house. And I go to the beach and there's this like gate that four-wheel drive cars can go through to like go cruising around. And all I just see is, you know, all these like Jeeps and four-wheel drive cars go through this gate and then they disappear and it just looks like they're having a wonderful time. And it's like they're going behind the curtain to this reality I will never know about. And I will be able to join them if I have.
So there was no thought about like a Countryman or like any sort of Mini that
no.
is
so
like-
here he gave me when my Mini, actually I did think of the Countryman, absolutely. But the problem is when he gave me the Mini, he gave me a loaner Mini and he gave me a manual transmission. And it was funny because he's like, oh, he's like, I'll give you a loaner Mini. He goes, oh, if you want, I'll give you a manual transmission one. He goes, although when you turn it on, he goes, I don't know what kind of stuff it's going to kick out. He's like, it's manual. He goes, it doesn't get driven very often around here. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. So, but it wasn't, I don't know. It was great. It just didn't.
They're so different.
It was so different. It just didn't excite me.
You have a supercharged Mini. The turbo.
Yeah.
Anything that, I mean, I got the rental Mini before I got rid of mine, and it was so different. It was like a big, soft, cushy, you know,
yeah.
You could have a passenger in the passenger seat that didn't complain about their fillings falling out.
I know.
It was just, it was so wrong.
And my car, like, I seriously do, like, throw my shoulder out by, like, steering it, because it's so, like, stiff and mechanical and old.
Right?
Yeah. So yes. So this new
one. Does the Crosstrek give you that?
Well, I would be a new car. So.
So you don't. You're not even comparing it, right?
It's like apples and oranges.
So who cares?
Okay. Yeah. But it is.
Countrymen,
you know,
drivers never wave back. By the way, fuck them.
Oh, and by the way, I was looking at Countrymen's, not the Countrymen. What's the other one?
Countrymen.
No, I already have one of those. I don't need another. What's the other one? It's the Countryman and... Oh, no, it wasn't the Clubman. It was the Countryman.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
And it was more expensive than what I bought.
Okay, sure. All right.
I mean, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
For this big, cushy, like...
Wow. So I'm not going to lie. My 13-year-old was like, oh, my God, this is so big and roomy and comfortable. Like, she loved it because every car I have that she has to go in...
She's cramped.
It's uncomfortable. It's not... You know, she has no room for any of her stuff or her friends, so... The last thing I could do is like be like, hey, I got another two door. I think she'd bludgeon me in my sleep if I did that.
Well, but I will say, so with my Mini, and that's my only vehicle, and I go hiking a lot and I drive up to the White Mountains, and there are a lot of roads. 90% of the time I can get there. But every now and again, I'm like, I just see a road to a trailhead and I'm like, God damn it. Like... So I see what you're saying when they go to that whatever beach and you see the Jeeps and the whatevers go off and you're like, what's happening over
there? I know.
Like, I mean, I feel that, I guess.
And it will also be nice. I'm also very excited about, you know, having a trunk that's at like eye level and being able to go to an ATM and not having to get out of
my
the car.
God. Let me tell you what.
Reaching up so 6 feet at Starbucks.
Yeah.
It is the best fucking thing to go to the ATM.
I know.
No, go to the car wash. If you go to the touch-free car wash and you have to do
anything. I gotta get out of the car.
Lean my whole body out of the car and, mm-hmm. you know, open the door a little bit. Then you try and get everything back together again so you can actually get into the car.
Just the Starbucks drive-thru when I'm, like, looking up at the person and, like, waiting for them to drop my food on my face because I'm 2 feet below them.
Right? even pulling out of my street. So when they do a lot of hedge trimming and tree trimming for the side of the road because it's just so overgrown where I live. But even then, the level that they cut everything is still, like, for SUVs.
So I'm
far below. I still can't see. I have to drive out into traffic to, like, peer around.
Oh, yeah.
See
if I get any sort of snowbank at the end of my street, fuck it. I can't see shit. I just got to go, I hope it's clear, and go.
Because a little, like, edgy. But I'm going to die. I'm just going to go.
It's a little bit of a hill. So there's only so far, like, I go, and then I'm, like, and then I just
everything is designed for big SUVs over here, and that's why I'm so thrilled to find one that's actually still available in manual transmission, because I feel like I'm getting my cake and eating it too.
I'm
you
surprised
know?
I didn't know
the only thing that's a bummer is that, so one of the big complaints about the Crosstrek that everybody's had over the years is that it's really underpowered for an SUV. But then they said, Subaru said, hey, we fixed it this year, 2021, woohoo, rah rah, it's now really powerful. I believe it was 1.8 and now it's 2.0. yeah, it's powerful. It's like the Miata. It's similar. It's a big difference. However, you know how cars have different tiers? There's like a Crosstrek premium and sport
and they
blah
only
blah.
The manual in the lowest tier.
You got it. The manual transmission is only available in the smaller engine size, so I'm not getting an engine upgrade.
Hyundai has something that looks a little bit similar to a Mini that's just slightly larger. Same thing. You can't get the upgraded packages if you want the manual transmission. I don't know why they do this. I don't understand it. The only one who doesn't do it is Mazda with the Mazda 3. That is like the highest level package that you can get the manual
transmission. Yes, my husband has a Mazda 3 in a manual transmission, and it's like that, which is great. The only like silver lining to this is the fact that it is a manual transmission. You can kind of at least do your own shifting to accommodate for the lower
power.
Yeah,
but as far as bells and whistles, which is stupid, right?
Like, why can't you add them like you can with Mini?
Here we go.
I'm not getting a Mini. Another
just
Mini.
Saying.
I can't, you know, I can't get a Mini because I will forever just compare it to. I need something that's totally different.
Didn't. That's true. Yep. Yeah, that's true. Because you have, what was the year again? What's your?
06.
Yeah.
Totally. And this is why, so when I lost my first Mini, which was the first year production of the new models, and it was because it got T-boned in an accident by somebody else and completely totaled. So when I had to get this new Mini, I made a point of making it look completely different. Like dark blue, black roof, black mirrors. It had to be a completely different car because otherwise I would always be comparing the two of them.
And I will say, as someone with a newer gen Mini, I will admit they are nothing like the older gen Minis, right? Like,
Well, doesn't your boyfriend have an older?
He does.
And you've driven it?
I have.
And you've gone all fangirl over it.
I love his Mini.
What does he have? I didn't know
this.
Don't
let Ariel hear this.
No.
I love his Mini.
Yeah.
He is a 2005 convertible.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And sport. And she does all the, like, pops and burbles. And, like, she's just, like, she's so great. I was following him somewhere, like, to a restaurant or something. And he gets on the highway and... he's gone. And I'm like, I'm like, go, catch him.
It's really too bad we don't publish videos from this. That was super special.
That was a great visual.
But yeah, I love my car. I love my car, but she's not his car. And I do love his car. And it's funny. It's interesting because he's like, you know, he wants to make sure there's nothing super wrong with her because he wants to do some body work where she's got a lot of rust on the front. And he's like, is it worth doing that effort or am I just going to want to get rid of her? And I'm like, never get rid
That's
of
the
her.
Problem. Like, Mini, like the bill adds up really quickly when you want to start keeping it going for a Mini.
Yeah.
They're, I've, and the best way I heard it is they're very they're cheap to buy, very expensive to own.
Yeah. I mean, and so these are cosmetic changes, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, $1,400 or something. And he's like, is it worth it? And meanwhile, I'm like, yes, I'm like throwing money. You know, I'm like, do it, do it. It's not my money, but whatever. because I love her so much. You know, he's trying to actually be like a logical human and decide whether it's worth it. But on the flip side, like, because it's a 2005 Mini, and as we just said, they're not the same, the new ones to the old ones. And every day, another one gets in an accident and it's gone from the world.
Right.
That's exactly it. That's
like
exactly
a piece
it.
Of me feels like, yes, do everything you can to keep this one still with us.
You know? And that's exactly it. And it's almost a source of pride for me, even that, yes, I have this 15-year-old car with such high mileage that's beautiful and pristine and runs better than it did the day I bought her, you know? And so
I think you should just keep it and then get the Crosstrek.
Well, see, I know.
I had 20 years ago. You've had it for so long.
I had that thought on the way up. I was like, maybe I could have
if
I
had
three
room,
cars.
If I had the room, I would still have my Mini.
Yeah.
And I would just...
There was a part of me, and it's really funny that you say that, because on the way up here, I was like, I have the perfect idea. I was like, I keep the Miata and the Mini and get a Cross.
Well, you do. You have a really long driveway. You have room to keep. I don't even have room for three cars.
You've seen my driveway. We fit three cars. So I can have two. Greg's not particularly happy about the fact that he had to get rid of one for me to have two. So I had to get rid of the Mini in order to be able to get to work reliably on a daily basis, right? Mm-hmm. You have the room. I'm voting for keep it and get something else.
There's catastrophic problems.
Yeah. Until it can't move out of the driveway and you have like trees growing out of the engine.
Yeah, I was saying, and then still keep her a little bit longer.
And then she'll just be this art display in my
head. Oh, you know, we have this art space right up the street, and they had this whole metal thing over the winter. They had things similar to that. So I'm in. You should totally do that.
And then part her out. Right? Like when she finally, like, it's like an organ donor.
It's being
like,
an organ donor.
Like, keep her until she doesn't run and then sell
off
the pieces.
I think we have the perfect solution for
you. I think we do.
We do.
This is it.
I do. See, do you see my face? See how it
peaks? She seems so relaxed now.
I do,
like, your
whole
body just relaxed.
Didn't
you're all tensed up, like the shoulders.
It could be the gin, but it's probably your eyes' suggestion.
Or the gin.
One or the other.
Probably a little bit of both. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. A little column A, a little column B.
I'm going with our solution, though.
I had that thought on the way up.
I know.
It's what I would do. If I had space. Yeah.
And I do have the space. Mm.
If I had space and money, I would rescue every Mini I see.
I know.
I see them for sale and I'm like, oh, look at that. Whatever.
I know. We have a rescue dog. Why can't we have a rescue car?
Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a sticker. I'll make it just a sticker like, I love my shelter Mini.
Ooh, that's pretty good. We got the vinyl cutter upstairs. Oh. Yep. I think we need to do that.
All right. Well, all that's
right,
done.
Well, that's done.
Like a little, I need my
I know,
gavel.
We need a gavel. All right. So can I tell you about the other thing that I wanted to talk about?
Sure.
Because why not? All right. I thought it would be interesting to talk about situations in which you're in which the car starts driving in ways that you're not prepared for. And then what made me think about this was I had not left the house like many people. I hadn't done anything in like a year and a half. And all of a sudden when you know, everybody's vaccinated and we could go somewhere and we had a big car full of people to go to a New Hampshire house for a few days. And it was like, oh my gosh, this car is turning in ways that I did not remember a car would turn. And it stopped. And, you know, you had to really think about braking early because it was full of people. And I was not used to that.
Weight
and I feel like
weight
is a thing. And I was like, what other situations are there in which your car is going to drive differently? I just thought that would be an interesting topic.
It is, because I have a story about pavers. We have the edgers out front, you know, those nice little, they're not little. So I picked something that I thought was really pretty, and little did I know that I would only be able to take home six at a time. And I had to split them up, because at the time I still had my Mini.
Wait, because of the weight or the size?
Because of the weight.
Because I've had some size issues.
No one is that. But because of the weight, I had to have two in the front seat, mm-hmm. two behind the passenger seat, and then two behind the driver's seat. And that's how I could drive home, because otherwise the car would totally bottom out.
Oh, man.
And I tried it. So I took the blue car. Yeah, I took the M2. And the M2, the same thing. I put six in the trunk. And the whole time going home, like, I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't sound good. The scraping noise is really bad.
And living in New England, we all often have those streets that are just pure pothole.
Right.
Like 6 foot.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I don't mean 6 feet across. I mean 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
You lose a filling. That actually reminds me. I had a rear wheel drive truck for a very short period of time. I had this little pickup truck. It was rear wheel drive. And in the winter, it was a horrible thing. I had to put weight in the back.
Yeah.
To weigh it down.
Yeah.
So that I could actually go somewhere.
I've heard a lot of people do that. That's a thing.
Really?
It is a thing.
What happens if you don't have anything in there? Like,
you
what does it do?
You don't fucking go anywhere.
You just don't go.
Oh, really?
There's not enough, like, so the tires can't.
Oh,
because
it's rear wheel drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I just
think none out. Of the weight's in the back. Unless you put weight in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what other things were you talking? Like,
my first thing was when I always get surprised the first time I have a lot of things in my car, whether it's like, you know, 20 bags of mulch or a car full of people, and I'm used to driving it by myself, that I get to the end of my street and I stop, and that's when it reminds me that I should have stopped a little earlier, because I get that, like, panicky, like, oh, the car's not stopping. And you just
how fast are you driving?
In her residential cul-de-sac neighborhood.
Not that fast.
I really want to know.
No.
You know, do you come out of the driveway and you're like, I haven't been out of the house in days. Fuck it. Roar. You're at the end of the street.
I'm not like the Batmobile. Like, tearing out of my driveway.
Well, there's elevation, which I have not. Like,
well, that's what it is. It's coming down a hill, and which I think what does it. And it's always like.
Oh, no. I meant like actual like elevation.
Oh.
Like if you drove your car to Colorado.
Well, that's another. That was another thing I want to talk about, because we went to New Hampshire, and you can always tell. And I remember this from Minnie's on Top, that precise moment when the car just starts like struggling and like huffing and puffing. So, yeah, that elevation is a huge factor.
Yeah.
And you from California with all like the canyons, so.
Sure. Yeah. No, I don't think I noticed. I mean, like, I didn't notice the car driving differently. But also, I don't know. We just don't give a fuck in California. You're just driving and you're having fun and it doesn't matter.
So let me ask you this. When you go to an autocross, do you come with a quarter of a tank of gas, or do you fill it up because, you know, you feel a difference between the two because of the weight?
I fill mine up. I always feel like my car drives best when it's full. Nice. I don't like driving around with a lightweight car with no gas.
So I try to be like around half a tank, and not even because like I feel a difference so much as like I feel like there must be a difference, if that makes sense. Like logically, I'm like, there must be a difference, but also I don't want to have so little that I'm like, fuck, I'm that asshole that ran out of gas.
I've done
what
that,
do you do?
But
you know, what do you like to do?
When I had the Mini, I would come with a little bit over a quarter of a tank of gas, and I did run out a couple of times. When I had the Miata, I absolutely ran that as low as I could.
Really?
Because there was such a difference. You could feel the difference with all that weight in the car. It's like putting a passenger in. So actually, someone who used to autocross with us said to me that, I always do just a quarter of a tank, and I make sure that that's all I get here with, and then I take passengers all day long, so it doesn't fucking matter. You know, so there's that. But yeah, I would with the M2 and the M3, actually the M3, it really didn't matter because that car had so much power, but I don't feel it as much with this car because it has so much more horsepower. But the Miata and the Mini, absolutely.
See, I'm just not competitive enough for it to matter. Like, I'm not competitive. I mean, like, I'm at the middle of the pack, so it doesn't matter.
But these are things like as you become more experienced,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
As you want to get faster,
sure,
like you'll start feeling like these little things,
they do add up. And I remember when my first Mini did not have a sunroof and had no options.
Oh.
It had virtually nothing, and this car is fully loaded with the sunroof. That thing's like 400 pounds.
The sunroof makes a huge difference.
It's
so did you find that it was like a
unbelievable.
Little bit more wobbly?
So
you could feel,
just
you could feel
yeah.
the weight?
Oh, it absolutely wobbles. And just for kicks once, I tried doing an autocross with it fully open in the back because I wanted to see what happened. It was so heavy on the back, I almost threw up. I'm like, do not do this again. Makes a big difference.
Yeah, I've always heard that about sunroofs, but I've never actually autocrossed a car with a sunroof.
It's crazy because I've had both cars and I noticed it the very first run with this new car.
Interesting.
Makes a big difference.
So what else were you thinking about as far as like factors in the car aside from weight?
Probably like weight and taking corners for one, like braking obviously, and then when there's more weight in the car, just taking a corner a couple of times, I've been surprised again just because I'm not used to it, because for a year and a half it's just been me in the car, now there's more people and I was like, oh boy, I gotta get used to this. But yeah, elevation is a big one, and I don't, maybe us New Englanders notice it more than other people because Rhode Island is relatively flat, and then when you go into the mountains, you know, the car is just not used to that and starts to struggle. I don't know.
Well, and of course we have weather. That's, I mean, the most obvious situation where you need to drive differently. But I don't even know if that's worthy of mentioning because it's weather and we all know you have to drive differently. I mean, wait, I'll say we all know you need to drive differently in different weather.
There's plenty of people.
Everyone else out on the street doesn't necessarily know you need to drive differently in different weather.
I see plenty of people on the highway that don't drive any different. So.
I don't even think we have time to go there.
I know. We did the Don't You Hate It When episode. We just published that one.
Right. So, oh, my God. We've tacked that on to the next one for Don't You Hate It.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, that was it. I didn't know if you guys had any other suggestions of – it was mainly, you know, things that I'm starting to think of. We always talk about things that you tell Sam when she was learning how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the kids in my neighborhood are learning how to drive. So it's almost me thinking out loud of things that I want to remember to tell kids when they're learning how to drive in my own, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, so like for kids, like specifically, like, you know, definitely you talk about weather, right? Like, cause if there's ice on the road, you need to stop sooner and things like that. But like, I mean, I don't know. On the flip side, like if I'm telling her you need to be careful when there's more people in the car, like it's too much to think about maybe, you know what I mean? Like you just hope that she learns how to drive well and react properly.
She has an Audi TT. You can't fit other people in that car. Just saying.
You can't fit.
Smart move, Mom.
Technically, you can get people in the back seat, but they would hate you and never be your friend again.
Smart move,
so,
Mom.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely wasn't on purpose, but it worked out. But also, like, you know, I mean,
I would just take credit for that one.
When you were 16, you got your own car. You didn't want to drive with your friends, right? Because you all had your own car and you all wanted to drive. So I feel like there's a lot of that. Like, all of her friends, she was the first, and normally that would have meant all of her friends piled in with her. But then there was a lot of like COVID was involved, and also like you can't have more than whatever friends when you're under whatever age in New Hampshire, blah, blah, blah. So like they enforced it, and then COVID enforced it. And then now all of her friends have their own cars and they all want to drive like separately anyway.
So. Isn't that funny? Cause when, you know, I was her age, we all wanted to go together.
Yeah. That's
it
what
was
we
a thing,
did.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a story I shouldn't tell, but. No, do I want to tell? What's that called when you've been enough years that you can't be prosecuted?
Oh, yeah.
The statute of limitations.
Is that gone by? I feel like that's gone by. I was in a car accident when I was 17. And you know, like you can get fewer points before they take away your license, and like I already had a speeding ticket and I got in a car accident. Now, for the record, the car accident was not my fault. I was about to turn left, which seems like that's your fault because you turned left too soon, but the coming towards me street had a really sharp curve, and the woman that hit me that I turned left into was speeding. It was like a 20 mile an hour curve and she was going like 50. So of course I didn't see her because she was coming around the corner too fast. No one humanly could have seen her coming. I didn't fight it because I had like 6 kids in the car with me in my Honda Accord hatchback.
Well, that's what we did back then.
And basically, like, she hit me. It, like, shifted my bumper 4 inches. And I totally, like, if I was an adult in the same accident, I would have been like, it's your fault. Look at your skid marks. You were obviously going too fast, whatever. But meanwhile, I opened the door and the kids all, like, got out of the car.
Yeah, go
and,
hide, like, in the woods.
Ran off. Like a clown car. They just kept pouring out.
Oh, my God.
So I wasn't going to argue.
Hey, that's what we did back then. For birthday parties, you just cram all the kids in the back of the station wagon and you take them.
It was a different time. It was a hatchback, it was a two-door hatchback, but whatever. Yeah. So she can probably fit more kids in that Audi TT than she's supposed to, but she doesn't. She's very responsible. She's much more responsible than I am.
So you think.
No, it's I've driven with her and she's hilarious. Like, she gets mad about shit and then she is just like me, and then she gets mad at people driving badly and I love it so much. Like, she's exactly me. Like, the same things I would be swearing at other drivers for, she's swearing at them for, and I love it. I'm here for it. Like,
it's funny because you talk about a small car. It's like, this is another reason why I probably should keep the Mini and maybe not get the Crosstrek. And I have thought about this. It's an amazing excuse to, like, oh, I can't pick up everybody. I can't carpool everybody. I only have a two-seater.
Sorry, I can't help you move.
And I have no room. I have no room for inventory in my car or anything. And I'm going to lose that excuse with the Crosstrek.
I'll tell you one thing that you do get with the Mini that I bet you won't get with the Crosstrek.
What's that?
Hey, your car is so cute. I love your car.
I know. I remember I had one woman in a parking lot say, that Mini is so cute, I want to throw it over my shoulder and burp it.
I just lost my words.
And that was when I decided that my next Mini, because this was Eloise, my next Mini was not going to be cute. Tough. That's when I got the sticker for it that said, it's not cute, it's mean. That lady is why I got that sticker.
Meanwhile, I fully admit my Mini is cute. I'm okay with
it.
I'm secure in my cuteness.
The problem was is that is not what I was going for.
Absolutely.
With Eloise.
I get that. I can't deny a car that's teal and purple and says Ariel is
not
cute.
It is cute.
She's cute. Yeah.
And it's clearly meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I get comments all the time. Actually, Sam, my daughter, gets comments all the time on her Audi TT, which is hilarious. Because she's just like, whatever, right? It was like a free car. Like, and she loves it. But she gets comments all the time. And it's always dudes. And it's so funny. I'm like, use that, girl. Like, what are you doing?
That's good that they talk to her about it.
Yeah, oh my God. She so many times gets like, oh my God, your car is so cool. And she's like, whatever. I mean, like, because, you know, they don't know. We just had to, like, take it in and spend thousands of dollars on it because, like, things were falling out of it. But, yeah. Yeah, it's a cool car.
Well, I think we've come to the end of our time.
I think we have. I think we covered everything, though.
I think we covered everything.
Beautifully.
So we need to do a road trip to Vermont so you can do a test drive of a Crosstrek.
Yes.
In its element.
Yes, a manual Crosstrek. I'm so excited. And
Vermont?
See Sarah.
Why Vermont?
That's where she lives.
That's where what?
That's where the car is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So welcome back from COVID.
Yes, in person.
In person.
I'm so excited.
Oh, this was really great.
I know.
And here's to more to come.
Here's to more to come.
We have people begging to come over for
an actual
tequila
guests
and,
in person. Yep.
No, I'm excited to be doing this in person. It's so different. It's so much better.
It's so much better. Yeah. We're kind of back to our roots.
I know.
We are.
I know.
And I never drank gin when we were on Skype.
Oh, I did. Just me? Okay, fine.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.